I didn't learn this until about midway through my junior year. Just say yes and go. I think the best learning experiences come from outside the classroom.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Kelsey Purvis is a commercial account representative at Ross & Yerger Insurance in Jackson, Mississippi. A recent graduate of Mississippi State University, Kelsey has already earned her CISR designation and set a goal to complete the CIC by the end of the year. In today's podcast, we'll talk with Kelsey about her passion for insurance, her goals, and advice for others starting out in the industry. So, Kelsey, how long have you been with your agency?
I have been with Ross & Yerger 2 years. God, it has been 2 years already. 2 years in July.
And you came straight out of college?
Correct.
So tell me about your college experience.
I went to Mississippi State University. I majored in risk management, insurance, financial planning. 3 of those 4 years, I served on the Gamma Iota Sigma Collegiate Fraternity. Uh-huh. I was secretary and vice president. That's just an international risk management fraternity. Love that. Traveled everywhere with that. We went to Colorado, South Carolina, just attending conferences, making sure the Mississippi State was competitive in the risk management division as far as all the other colleges in the country are, and making sure we were, you know, had an appetite, had people coming to look at us for that reason, and really, really enjoyed serving on that for a few years.
So what are some ways you feel like you developed professionally with that experience?
Just being around people in the profession before I was in the profession, I could see kind of every angle of it as far as the carrier side, underwriting carrier, broker side even, agency side. It definitely helped me personally decide to go to the agency side. I just think that my qualities are better served on the agency side versus the carrier side. But I guess kind of having to mature a little faster, talking to people, talking to professionals, asking professionals to come speak. You just have to present yourself better. And I definitely had to adapt to that a lot faster than I would say most my age.
So you mentioned different skill sets that might be required for working on the agency side versus the carrier side. Could you kind of expound more on that?
Absolutely. On the agency side, you're not only trying to make the insured happy, but you're also trying to keep the relationship with the carrier great. You know, you're going to have to call on them later in life, so you'd never want to, you know, hinder that by any means. And then you're technically working for the company, so, you know, you owe them more than technically the insured. So through working in the middle, I've realized that I'm a really good middleman. I can relay messages easily. I can hear kind of what a concern is and express that in a way a carrier kind of is needing to hear, whereas the insured doesn't understand that jargon. And then vice versa, what the carrier is saying, I can bring it back down to, you know, someone who doesn't do insurance, you know, doesn't know insurance, like book insurance, like we would, kind of explain it to them like that.
So how did you get into insurance?
I was actually pre-med my freshman year, and I just, you know, woke up one day and realized that biology and chemistry just isn't the life for me. I love people. I love education, but I didn't want to spend 10 years in education in college, specifically in school. So I just went to go talk to a few options. I'm a list person. I'm a planner. Went to go talk to a few different colleges, and one of the advisors that I spoke to really hit home with me. She was just like, I think you'd appreciate this. And so she enrolled me for a class, and I guess the rest is history. I just started from then on getting involved, serving for the university. I love Mississippi State, still have good connections with them. Truly, I would not be anywhere I am without Tammy, that advisor, leading me in a good direction.
Definitely. So what was it about insurance, though, that kind of piqued your interest and made you want to pursue that?
Obviously, the people. I've said it once, I'll say it again, the best people in the world are in this industry. The continual education, obviously, you can always learn something else. You know, I'm coming in here brand new, and everybody's experience, experience, experience. And, you know, there's something to say about effort with experience. I think that if you put a little bit more effort, you can come in with the same outcome, you know, just through extensive research. And, you know, I'm not afraid to dig in and find something. So I really like that, you know, this industry pushes education and then also community involvement. I love that the insurance industry is always pushing people to not only do well in life, but do good. I have a huge passion for community involvement, and I appreciate that, especially Ralston Yerger, but this industry pushes that and encourages, you know, people to get involved.
So why is it important, specifically being an insurance professional, to be involved in the community?
I wouldn't say that it's so much just an insurance. I would say that, you know, in insurance, a lot of people make their own schedule, whether it means working 30 hours a week or 50 hours a week, you know, but you do have kind of that more free reign to take off at 3 and, you know, go to your nearest stew pot, your nearest, you know, shelter and help out. Whereas a lot of people don't have that option, you know, they're strictly 8-to-5.
So you talk a lot about education and continuing education. Talk to me about your experience with the CISR program.
So the CISR, I actually wasn't going to take it all. I went to our licensing director and she told me, you know, I wouldn't dive right into the CIC because that's what my plan was. She was like, let's start with the CISR. I think, you know, it'll be a kind of stepping stone to the CIC. So I was kind of like disappointed that I was doing it. And then when I dug in deeper into it, like, this is actually really interesting. My favorite class of them all was definitely the elements of risk management. It brought a different perspective than what I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, textbook definition, you know, just coming out of college, that kind of stuff. It was real world examples. And I think it really connected some puzzle pieces and definitely helped me with my first CIC class. So I would definitely recommend it to anyone that ever asked that again.
And you've completed CISR, correct?
Yes.
Has it made any difference in your work?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's made me more confident when an insured asks a question that I normally or would have before this been on the edge of how to answer it. I've learned how to answer it in a better way, like coverage-based questions, advisory-type questions. I definitely feel more prepared for real world stuff. And like I said, not really book examples.
Yeah, exactly. So perhaps you have any examples of something where there's something you've learned about in the class or something where you could take something and apply it in your work and what you're doing every day?
Oh, absolutely. In the agency operations class, I believe there's a whole chapter donated just to communication. And I can talk anybody's head off. I love talking. When I was reading this, I was like, there's no point in me reading this. I know how to communicate. And it got into deeper stuff as to how to read people you're talking to. You know, you tell if they're interested, if they're not interested, you know, I'm wasting my time and their time. So let's kind of stop that process. But definitely the course helped me a ton.
What are some of the pieces of advice that you give to others going through the CISR?
I would say learn it. Don't just read it and don't just memorize, because it's fun. It's not, like I told you earlier, it's not insurance is da 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 da. It's how is insurance like this and why is it like this and why this form covers it, but maybe it should be a better fit here. It's the why. And, you know, I think a lot of people need that, whether you're brand new like me or whether you've been here for a while, you know, you just need that reminder.
So, Kelsey, you're still young, basically, you know, pretty much still starting off on your career. Where at this point, where do you see your career taking you? Do you have, you know, any like 5-year plan or anything like that?
Yes. I expect to still be agency side. I really want to concentrate in marketing.
Okay.
Have better relationship with our agency and carriers. I'm pretty much working mainly on that. I really want to get involved with education and the National Alliance. I also kind of far-fetched dream, love Mississippi State University, and see that area could use some help. I'm not sure that I could do that, but I would love to watch it grow and, you know, kind of meet people, take the right people there, that kind of thing. Our competitor, Ole Miss, has a killer risk management program, and I hope to see Mississippi State grow that big as they once were. And I don't know if you know this, but Ole Miss offers CSE classes, and I think that that'd be a huge advantage to get college graduates, you know, at least two or three CSE classes before they graduate. I think that'd be an awesome marketing tool to go in and go out and find a job. I would love to help get State on that program.
Yeah, that sounds like the University Associate Program you're talking about with Ole Miss.
I know, it's so good.
Yeah, if we could bring that to Mississippi State as well, that'd be great.
I know, it'd be great.
So if you could go back in time to when you were first starting out in your education, studying insurance, what advice would you give to yourself?
Never say no. Anytime somebody came to me, and it took me a while to understand that. Like I said, I served on the board for 3 years. The first year, my professor was coming, Kelsey, I think you would benefit from going to Memphis for this conference. And I would just be afraid. I didn't go. I'd say, no, I have something going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. Or, Kelsey, this is a great opportunity for you to write this essay and get a scholarship. No, thank you. You know, I would definitely suggest, and I didn't learn this until about midway through my junior year, just say yes and go. I think the best learning experiences come from outside the classroom.
So what is your drive? What is it that excites you about insurance and keeps you going?
I'm a go-getter as it is. I want to see the job get done, and I want to see the job get done the right way. I like others to succeed, and the people that I work with, you know, enjoy watching me succeed, and I love the team effort. So I'd say the drive is probably team-related. I want to see us do well, and I want to be a part of that.
Are there any unique habits or anything you personally try to do on a consistent basis that you feel contributes to your success and your effectiveness?
Well, I'm still kind of old school in the fact that I still take a calendar everywhere I go. Uh-huh. I write down any contact I can think of. I write down just random stuff. And, you know, 30 days out, I'll write down a contact. And when that 30 days comes, I'll say, oh, I haven't talked to this insured in a while. Let's pick up the phone, call them, see if they need anything, see if they've added any drivers that they may have forgotten to tell us, see if they've added any vehicle, just checking up on them. And I think that really makes a difference as to, as they think that the relationship is there, I think the loyalty is there. And, definitely know that people value that.
Definitely. That's awesome. Are there any resources that you go to, whether it be online journals or anything like that, anything that sort of keeps you current and up to date?
I read the Business Journal, not as much as I would like, but I do. I get a few risk management magazines that I skim through each month. Follow the National Alliance on LinkedIn, so y'all come out with some pretty good articles. Uh-huh. And then our company actually has a social media page that shares some interesting articles that I just read on the go.
Well, thanks, Kelsey.
All righty. You're welcome. Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate that.
Learn more about the CISR designation by visiting thenationalalliance.com. You can also find and follow the National Alliance on LinkedIn. This is Speaking Insurance.